So tonight I'm really pleased to be joined by Australian blues and soul singer-songwriter Sean Kirk. Good evening.
Good evening, Lucy. How are you going?
I'm very good. It's great for you to make the time. I know you've got a busy schedule and you're gigging all over Australia, and you're going to be coming to see us over here in New Zealand, which we're excited about. And we'll get to that shortly. But just tell me a little bit about your background, because you've only kind of entered the big music scene since 2010 with your debut album. How did you get into music? Did you grow up, you know, kind of living and breathing it? Because looking at your videos, no. it would suggest that you did.
No, I wish I did, but I didn't really get onto the guitar until I was 16. That was when I first touched a guitar. And then I kind of fiddled around with it for a year or so, and then I broke my ankle really severely at 17, and that forced me to kind of sit in a bed for 3 months and do nothing except play a guitar. And, you know, all sporting prospects were then thrown out the window once I'd broken my ankle, so I turned to music, and yeah, life kind of changed ever since.
So only at 16, that's incredible, because you're like a one-man band in a sense. And
yeah,
I've seen your setup on the videos. It's quite incredible. I mean, you've got every single limb that you own is engaged in some sort of musical activity when you're up on stage.
Yeah, literally. I that kind of started out the whole one-man band, drumming with my feet and playing guitar and harmonica and everything. Started out as a means to be able to live as a full-time musician, but kind of have the band sound, but not have to pay the band, because otherwise if I had to pay the band, I wouldn't be able to live as a full-time musician. So that was purely a financial kind of strategy, and it's just stuck and people seem to be digging it. So
definitely, I mean, your sound it's a big sound for you know, one man and just some equipment and a couple of instruments. It's a big sound that you create, and your voice is very rich as well. So it makes for an engaging performance when you're up on stage.
I try and get a bit of dancing happening and a bit of carrying on, you know, sing-alongs and just general, you know, I really like to interact with the crowd and give a high energy kind of show.
So you entered the music scene in 2010. Has it been quite a steady rise or a steady progression, or you've had some great awards, you know, thrust your way and the various things you've been doing?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it feels like a steady rise, but for everyone else, they seem to think that it's a fast rise. So, but I mean, I guess, you know, I probably don't see, you know, I don't see it the same as everyone else, because I'm the one that's actually putting in all the hard yards.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
it's been really good. It's coming along nicely, and I'm just starting to do the overseas thing now, which probably took me a little longer than what I would have liked. I would have liked to have been to the States and Europe and everything to tour by now, but we're just starting to get that together now. So I think next year in particular is going to be a big touring year for me all over the world. So
you've had some acclaim from the States, haven't you? And they're a huge blues market.
Yeah. I've just scored a management deal over there with a guy in LA, and I think one of my CDs or a few of my CDs was getting some airplay over there a few months back. And I think as a blues musician, you know, that's where my roots are at anyway. I think that the US market is probably a good one for me to tackle.
You'll be in good company over there.
Yeah, I think I'll learn a lot over there. I'd love to go down to Mississippi and Memphis and all those places where all my heroes come from, and you know, try and hook up with some amazing players over there and learn and just learn and take it all in.
Has it always been blues for you, or when you picked up the guitar at 16, did you explore other areas of music?
When I picked up the guitar at 16, I was listening to gangster rap pretty much. And I still do listen to a bit of rap. I really like rap music, and you know, not that commercial stuff, you know, that's just half the time it's just inappropriate and awful. But the blues liking didn't happen until I was 21. Before that, you could probably say I despised blues, and I was just, because I was playing at all these open mic nights throughout Melbourne, and half the time all you'd hear was, because people are just getting up and jamming, they don't know each other, so they just play a basic 12 bar and
yeah.
solo for 20 minutes, and then the next person solos for 25 minutes, and then the bad singer sings for, you know, one verse, and then they solo for another, you know. I thought blues was, and it wasn't until I went and saw an Eric Clapton concert that I kind of went, oh, wait, there's a bit more to this, I think, and started kind of exploring his influences, and it's just grown from there, and I'm still exploring.
Born in March 1988, a healthy child only 2 weeks late. Not proud to blue, destined for disarray, inquiry and confusion. He grew up fine till that one fateful day obtained the cruel donation of deceit and betrayal. To celebrate the heartache for the rest of his life, you can moderate your future, but you can't change the past. I got the blues for my birthday, wrapped up in ribbons, 7 candles on a cake.
Your new album, Steer the Wheel, and how long's that been out now?
That came out in March. Australia. So yeah, I'm pretty excited to get over to New Zealand and launch it to everyone over there, and hopefully sell plenty of copies along the way. And yeah, I think things are looking good so far. There's a few tickets already starting to sell for the shows, so which is great, because it's only technically going to be my second tour over there. I went over for a little festival a couple of months ago, and that went really well. So yeah, I was amazed at the first tour, how successful it was.
And you're going to be visiting a fantastic venue, King Street Live in Masterton. And the dates for that, is it the 7th of September?
Yes, Sunday night, I think, which should be cool.
It's hard to trust when you've been lied. Dishonesty can paralyze another victim to the crime. Scarred by cruelty to be kind. Soon I claim to separation be departed, and I stand at the terminal
want to talk a little bit about your latest album, Steer the Wheel, because it's been described as more experimental than your previous stuff, and you went into a studio with a band.
Yeah, for the first time, I'd never played it with a band before, and then kind of got set up in a studio with a bunch of guys and recorded pretty much. And,
wow.
It was quite a daunting experience for me because these players were, you know, really recognised players over here in Australia. Danny McKenna and Grant Comerford were the drums and bass kind of rhythm sections for the album, and they'd won ARIA Awards and played with Jeff Lang, who's one of my all-time heroes. And yeah, so it put me in my place very quickly because I'm so used to kind of making the, you know, creating the tempo all by myself, and all of a sudden here's these two amazing players that have played together for years and years and years, and I've got to try and kind of adjust to them. But it was good. I learned a lot. I'm really happy with the record.
It's a great album, and I love the mix of you've got blues in there. You've got some really bluesy tracks. I mean, there's quite the angry one. Thank you for giving me the blues. I mean, you don't pull any punches in that one. And your latest single, Stitches, again, it's different, but it's fantastic. It's a really good listen. And we'll certainly be playing some on my show. And I'm looking forward to people buying your music and coming again. Maybe next time you'll come with a whole band. When you hit the big time.
I don't intend on doing the one man band thing forever. I'd really love to get a shit hot band together and tour with them and have some brothers and sisters to take on the road with me, you know, get some soul sisters behind me and keyboard players and drums and everything. But yeah, hopefully we can put it together at, you know, when there's a few more. You know, hopefully I'm selling out shows sooner rather than later, and we can put a band together.
These cheap hotel rooms are breaking my spine. Day-long driving can mess with your mind. A skyscraper I'm attempting to climb. And most who walk on Everest will fall down and die. But every gambler has to throw down the dice and hope that Lady Luck is gonna stand by your side. When your heart gets heavy, your head gets homely, can feel like you're winding down the path to despair. Blood, sweat and tears, so many years, the journey controlled by the will that you steer. North to where the sun do shine, and we're down south where it snows in the summertime. Accustomed to the road now, like the clouds to the sky, I could drive it in reverse with two closed eyes. When your heart gets heavy, your head gets holy, can feel like you're winding down the path to despair. Blood, sweat and tears, so many years, the journey controlled by the will that you steer. Set those stones, chop those cracks, learn how to crawl before you learn how to stand. And every dog will have his day. I do believe I'm gonna find my place.